Hi, I'm Greg Horn with Sports Talk. Are you a basketball junkie like I am and looking for a great place to watch college basketball? Look no further. Shamrock's Bar and Grill is the place to be to enjoy great food, and they've got lots of TVs to help you watch your favorite college basketball and NBA team. Locally owned, Shamrock's Bar and Grill has two locations, on Patchen Drive and in the Heartland Shopping Center. Hope to see you soon at Shamrock's Bar and Grill. Do you dread going to the dentist? I did until I found Beaumont Family Dentistry. With three convenient locations in Hamburg, Leestown Road, and the Beaumont area, they can take care of all your dental needs at Beaumont Family Dentistry. This month, if you schedule your new patient cleaning appointment, you will receive a free take-home whitening kit at your initial visit. So call Beaumont Family Dentistry today at 223-2120 or check them out online at BeaumontFamilyDentistry.com.
Flowers are the perfect present for any special occasion. Birthdays, anniversaries, celebrations of life, Creations by Karen wants to help you find the most beautiful bouquets and flower arrangements. Pick up your own at Creations by Karen's convenient location in Zandale Shopping Center off of Nicholasville Road. You could also call 859-277-6166 or check them out online at creationsbykaren.net. Make sure next time you let Creations by Karen help you pick out the perfect present to make a lasting memory.
The following program is sponsored by Horn Marketing and Consulting.
It's time now for Sports Talk, and here's your Sports Talk host, Greg Horn, here on AM 1250 WLRT.
Good afternoon, and welcome in to 1250 Sports Talk. Yet another beautiful day here in Central Kentucky. A day that was supposed to be rainy has turned sunny, and maybe the big man upstairs knows that is the second to last day of 1250 Sports Talk, so we need all the great weather we can possibly have. I am Action Jackson Reams here with my dad, Rick Reams, today. Greg Horn should be back in studio tomorrow for our final show. But today we want to thank our sponsor of the day. That is Shamrock's Bar and Grill with two great locations, one over off Patchen Drive and the other in the Heartland Shopping Center. If you don't have plans for dinner tonight or over the weekend, go check out Shamrock's. They have all of the TVs that you can imagine to watch any sporting event and some great food to go along with it. So thank them. We want to thank them for being our sponsor of the day today. We'll get things kicked off quickly with Christy Thomas here with us in our first segment from WKYT, UK Sports Network, and the SEC Network. And I know you get a lot of talk about the weather whenever you come on here, Christy, and I don't think you can ask for any better days than these last couple we've had.
Oh, man, this is absolutely baseball and softball weather. If you want to get out to the ballpark and watch some baseball, this will be the time to do it. This is perfect. Get that nice little breeze going. Yeah, this is great.
And then on TV, still plenty of stuff going on. The NFL draft gets started tonight. Just the first round, so probably not going to be any Kentucky names, University of Kentucky names in this first round of the draft. I don't think I've ever asked you, though, do you have an NFL team that you have a rooting interest for?
No, not really. I mean, you know, of course, I've always, you know, followed the Bengals from my full-time days at WKYT. We covered them as essentially a local team, so with the Bengals. Definitely, you know, follow the Bengals and keep track of them and kind of what's going on. But not really. I mean, I'm just kind of a fan. I'll tell you what I'm a big fan of is the DirecTV Red Zone. So I'm really down with that, the fact that you could just kind of bounce around and watch everybody in their scoring plays, and they can really keep track of what's going on for you. I'm a big fan of that.
Well, with this NFL draft, there will be two guys that could be chosen from the University of Kentucky, center John Toth, and then running back Boom Williams, both hopeful to be drafted, whether that's tomorrow or on Saturday. No one really knows at this point. But more than just what they will be as players, two really quality guys that should represent the university really well at the next level, don't you think?
Absolutely. You know, John Toth is one of those guys that I think he's every man's man. I mean, he's the kind of guy that every team, I think once they go through this whole process of this combine and workouts, this interviews and all this, that there's not going to be a team out there that's going to say that John Toth is not somebody you wouldn't want on your roster. I mean, he's such a stand-up guy. He's got a high football IQ. I mean, this is a kid that, you know, he graduated from Kentucky with a mechanical engineering degree. So, incredibly smart guy. But then really, you know, what he's shown along with all of that is that he's been a very durable, reliable excellent center for the University of Kentucky. So, I mean, he's a big reason why, you know, that this offensive line was able to have a resurgence here and really able to make some good things happen this season. So I think that, you know, he made 47 straight starts, which had set a national record. So, I mean, you know, the guy's shown that he's durable and that he can come to play week in and week out. And then, you know, the fact that you had two 1,000-yard rushers that ran behind him and his offensive line this season, I think speaks volumes for what he would be able to do at the next level. So I think he's definitely going to make some money over his career on Sundays. And then, you know, with Boom, I think, you know, he's listed as the 30th best running back. Really, the latest projection that I saw him was he was as the 317th best prospect overall. So, you know, but he was impressive at the combine. And, you know, the second time he ran the 40, he ran a 4.4. So his speed was certainly something that I think a lot of NFL teams took notice of. But they also have taken notice of his size or lack of size and whether or not, you know, he could have some sustainability in the league. So, you know, I think it'll be interesting to see. I mean, really, it's, you know, it's just going to be who's the right fit for Boom. And, you know, I think John Toth is somebody that definitely gets picked up by someone, but at the same time with Boom, it's, you know, it's a little bit of a scenario where you've got to have just the right place, just the right spot, and just the right team to really make all that work for him. So, you know, he certainly has had a fantastic career at Kentucky and, you know, coming off a great season. So, you know, we all certainly hope that he gets picked up somewhere.
Well, if those guys could be drafted, it could be a much-needed boost for Big Blue Nation, who have had kind of a tough week so far this week. It all started Sunday night when Hamidou Diallo announced that he was going to at least test the NBA waters, check out what he might be projected as, and won't sign with an agent. So if he wants to come back to school, he could. A lot of people seem to take that very harshly, and I was just wondering what your thoughts were on Hamidou's decision.
Well, I'm probably, you know, I definitely don't have what I would consider a popular opinion, I guess, or kind of maybe what most people would think that, as a fan. I'm certainly a fan. Not only do I, you know, cover the University of Kentucky, but I'm definitely a fan as well. But, you know, I kind of liken this to, you know, this is real life, and this is a scenario where we all go to college. Any of us that go to college or move on to try to get some sort of degree are doing that with our lives in mind. We're doing it with our livelihood in mind, is what exactly we're going to school and what exactly are we going to do with that degree or with that experience or with that training. What exactly are we going to do to be able to go make ourselves a living? And, you know, these guys are they're no exception. I mean, just because basketball is their thing, and that's going to be their means of making a living, you know, I don't begrudge the fact that the kid wants to test that and see, am I at a place where I can go make a living playing basketball? I mean, you know, he made no bones about the fact that that's what he was doing when he came here to begin with, that he, you know, that's the whole idea of sitting out and not playing was adjusting to the game and sort of seeing if you could elevate your game to where it needed to be competitive. But all of this, you know, even though they're taking classes and they're a part of you know, the university from the academic standpoint, you know, they are looking to try to make a life for themselves. And that's what every college student is doing, albeit a little bit differently. So I really can't begrudge him for giving. I appreciate the fact that he has not hired an agent. But and I also appreciate John Calipari's honesty about it. I think if he didn't think that this kid should do this, he would tell him. And these guys come here because they know that John Calipari can put them on the right path to get them where they want to be, and they trust him to help them make the right decisions. And so, you know, Cal has said he should definitely take a look at it, see what comes of it, see what happens, and then, you know, you're never going to know until you go to whirl and see what's up. And I can't blame the kid. If I'm in that same situation, I'm doing it too.
Hey, Christy, this is Rick. I have the same feeling you do, and my thing is, why in the world wouldn't you just wouldn't you want a kid to go out, see what he needs to improve on, and go from there? Because let's be honest, none of us has ever seen this kid play basketball. The NBA is going to be the same way. They've not at least seen him play for over 6 months or so. So I don't understand why people are so upset that this kid's just going out there, seeing what his stock is, but also hearing, here's what we think you need to do. And then if he can come back and do that, that's great. But if not, if they say, hey, we think you're ready now, then I think the kid has no choice but to go.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And I honestly, you know, if you're upset about it, I kind of see maybe some of that is out of just, you know, selfishness and greed, where you want some of the best players in the country. You want them to still be on your roster and to still play to help you win a championship. Ultimately, you know, that's what all the blue bloods want, right? We all want to win championships, and we all want to win ball games. And so, you know, I think after, after living with John Calipari for 9 seasons now, I mean, we all should know exactly what that situation is with him, and what, you know, he doesn't apologize for that. He shouldn't have to apologize for that. We pay the man a lot of money. The University of Kentucky pays him a lot of money to come in here and assess talent and figure out how to help young people, come in here and win ball games and win, certainly. But also, you know, I keep thinking about for the brief time that they're here, once they move on, there is real life. They need to make a living. They're going to open up a checking account. They're going to buy a house. They're going to have a family. They're going to do all these things that every other 20, 21, 22-year-old is doing or is trying to do, but they just are doing it at a very high level where they can make an awful lot of money, and they can do it sometimes earlier than other kids can, but that's really what their collegiate experience is all about, is trying to get themselves ready for real life, and how are they going to make a living. This kid's going to do it playing basketball, so I'm with you. Go assess, see what's up, see what you need to do. If you're good enough, great, and if you're not, then you know that. Now you know where you need to be. Come make those changes and do those things, and then next year we'll all be happy as we can be to watch you go in the first round of the draft.
And then Kentucky fans also found out that Bam Adebayo was for sure gone when he announced that he would sign with an agent and absolutely not return to the University of Kentucky. I've said that I don't think it should have come as too much of a surprise, but I'm sure there were still those out there holding hope that he might return to school. What are you going to be your memories when you think about Bam Adebayo here at Kentucky?
I think that, well, what I foresee happening is that, you know, we've just scratched the surface with Bam and what he's capable of and what he's going to be able to do. So, I think that when you start to enter into this world, into that world, hiring an agent is the smart thing to do because, you know, I mean, let's consider the fact that he's just a 19-year-old kid that doesn't really know, maybe necessarily the ways of the world when it comes to that. You need some guidance. You need some direction. You need somebody that knows what's going on to help you get where you need to be. And I think when that does happen, eventually, you know, wherever it is that he lands, somebody's going to get themselves a baller, because I think we're just scratching the surface on what this kid could do. And, you know, once again, he was on a team, where he didn't get as many touches as maybe he could have or should have or would have wanted to or would have really been able to show what he could do. He had some flashes of that, but he's so physical. He works so hard, so incredibly athletic. And I think there's just so much upside with him that I think 4 or 5 years down the road, we're all going to kind of be watching him play on TV and shaking our head going, wow, can you imagine, had he been here for another year or two, what we would have seen out of him?
Feels like that's a constant feeling when you're watching these John Calipari teams and where these young guys end up, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But, you know, I mean, I think that's, you know, if you're not proud as a Kentucky fan sitting and watching the NBA and seeing all these guys doing so well and making so much money and making the All-Star team and playing in the NBA playoffs, then shame on you, because it does nothing but make me proud to know that there are so many Kentucky kids that are out there that got their start right here in Rupp Arena.
Well, Christy, before we let you go here, want to check in with the UK softball team. They've now won 6 in a row and have their final home series of the year this weekend. They're going to host number 4 Texas A&M. Team, I believe they're sitting at over 30 wins at this point, under 15 losses in what was, quote, supposed to be a rebuilding year, and just amazing to continue to watch how successful each and every season Rachel Lawson has made that softball team.
Oh yeah, they're fun to watch. Listen, they've clinched postseason eligibility already. So for the 9th season in a row under Rachel Lawson, they're going to be in the NCAA tournament. They've also been able to host the last several years, which is a ton of fun. But to your point, yeah, they lost Kelsey Nunley last year, which was an All-American pitcher who was an absolute gamer. I mean, she was really a program-changing type of pitcher. And so there was a lot of talk about what would they do and how would they recover from that. And they've really been able to do that with by committee. I mean, Megan Prince is a senior. She's got 16 wins. She got the win over Florida, who was one of the top-ranked teams in the country to come in here. They didn't win the series, but they did get a 5-1 win over them. Only three losses all season for Florida, and Kentucky's one of them. Megan Prince is able to get the win there. And then Erin Restlake has been really big for them. She's got a leading the team with a 1.36 ERA, and she's 9-2. So you talk about like sort of her improvement year over year. She's not only getting it done in the circle, but she's also getting it done at the plate as well too, where she's got over a 300 batting average for Kentucky. So lots of players stepping up in lots of big ways, and Rachel Lawson is just so good at pulling all that together. So a lot of people may be surprised at their success. I am not, just because I know what she as a coach has been capable of. So a lot of fun to see. But, yeah, only two more series left for them. They got Texas A&M at home this weekend and then at Mississippi State. And then they get going March 10th, 11th, and 12th with the SEC tournament down in Knoxville. So I would encourage you to get out this weekend and watch them at John Kropp Stadium, and then if you can't get over and watch some softball, then by all means, go figure out how to watch Nick Mangione and this baseball team, because they're getting it done as well, too. So you talk about another team that, you know, very little, I think, was expected of them, and now they're sitting here as a sixth-ranked team in the country. So pretty impressive what's happening over there in baseball and softball at UK.
Absolutely. Well, Christy, I think that's going to do it for us. This being our final time talking to you, we really appreciate all of the time that you've given us each and every week throughout these last few years, and always really looked forward to talking with you. So thanks for all that you did for 1250 Sports Talk.
Hey, well, thanks for having us. It's always a great time to get on and talk to you guys and chew the fat a little bit. So thanks for having us. And, we'll get started up again with football season right around the corner. Freddie Maggard and I doing some pregame radio, so I'd love everybody to be listening to us on the UK Sports Network, as we'll be doing some pregame stuff, so it'll be a lot of fun. Listen, it'll be here before you know it. Hard to believe, but it'll be here before you know it.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much, Christy, and I guess we'll listen to you come down the road when football gets started again.
Sounds great. Thanks so much for having me.
All right, that was Christy Thomas with WKYT, the SEC Network, and the UK Sports Network. Always a lot of fun to talk to her. We're going to take a break, and when we get back, there is some sports, of course, to discuss between myself, Action Jackson, my dad, Rick Reams. Stick with us after this break. We're going to talk NFL draft. I got a little soccer that I need to discuss, and then another big-time name fired from ESPN. And what are they saying about college basketball now to their viewers? All of that when we return on 1250 Sports Talk.
Did you know that Asbury University offers online degrees? We know that today's professionals are really busy and don't have time to drive every week to attend classes on campus, so we've made it easy for you to get your degree by going online and taking your classes. If you'd like to finish a degree with classes that fit your schedule, email Josh. You'll probably want to meet with you for coffee at josh@asbury.edu.
Hi, I'm Chris Lee with the Kessinger Lee Financial Group. When you're looking to build a financial legacy after years of hard work, you need a financial partner that will do more than just buy and sell stocks and bonds. At the Kessinger Lee Financial Group of Hilliard Lyons, we build comprehensive wealth management plans for our clients. Whether you need to save for your child's education or build and preserve wealth for retirement, we help our clients with all aspects of their financial lives. Visit us today online at KessingerLeeGroup.com or call us at 859-219-4260 to talk with our team of experienced consultants. Let us help you move forward with financial confidence at the Kessinger Lee Group.
Securities offered by JJB Hilliard, WL Lyons, LLC, member NYSE, FINRA, and SIPC.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.
Nice shot, Jim.
Hey, thanks.
You know, it's great to be out here and not at the shop.
Yeah, must be all that action coach business coaching.
Well, laugh if you want, but our revenues are up, and I'm working smarter on each of the six steps to a better business instead of harder, like some people I know.
I don't know what action coach can tell me about my business. We had a record year last year.
Hey, look, every great athlete has a coach, even the world's best golfer, who had a record year last year, too.
Good point.
Now, listen, I've learned more about business in the last 3 months from my action coach than I ever have. I've also learned something else.
Yeah, what's that?
The best tee times are during the middle of the week.
Your local action coach in Central Kentucky is Andrew Van Horn. Contact Andrew at 859-940-5517. That's Andrew Van Horn at 859-940-5517. You deserve to have your own coach, too. Call Action Coach Andrew Van Horn today.
And now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome back into 1250 Sports Talk, our second segment of the day. Action Jackson Reams here with my dad, Rick Reams, on a show brought to you by Shamrocks here in Lexington. Two fantastic locations, one over on Passion Drive off of Richmond Road, and the other in the Heartland Shopping Center. Tons of TVs, great food over there at Shamrocks, so no reason for you to not go eat there and to thank them for being a sponsor of 1250 Sports Talk for as long, I believe, as I've been on the show. So they've been around quite a while with us, and we really appreciate their support. Wasn't going to be any real breaking news going on right now until you just showed me something from our friend Justin Rowland of Rivals, CatsIllustrated.com. Jaren Williams, the four-star quarterback from Georgia, the former Kentucky commit, apparently, you know, decided that it was time to open things back up, not hold down his commitment to Kentucky earlier this week when he announced his decommitment from Kentucky. But Rivals first finds out that Kentucky will still, and I quote what they said, aggressively recruit him despite his decommitment. And then Cats Illustrated was even able to get in contact with Williams, who said he didn't want to do any interviews about his decommitment. But he did reiterate UK is number one still on his list. Just seems very odd how this is continuing to happen. If he still likes Kentucky, why would you go and decommit like he did earlier this week?
Okay, I'm going to have to admit this. I am one of those guys. That ship has sailed, so I'm done with the kid. I hate to be like that. I know he's an 18-year-old kid. He can change his mind and everything. Maybe he'll come to Kentucky, but Jackson, you know, you Justin Rowland has said there's two or three kids that have committed back to the same school, a couple of those at UK. But I just think with this kid, I just think there's bigger fish in the pond that he wants to go after in schools. But, hey, if he wants to say that, that's fine. But I'm not going to put any credence in whatever he says.
And there's a lot of time left for Kentucky and other schools to have to recruit this kid. He has an entire summer of camping to do. And then on top of that, an entire senior year of football left.
Which he said he was not going to do any camping this summer. So well, I guess that's changed.
He had said he was thinking about not doing any camps at other schools. Looks like that will not be the decision anymore. But very strange situation there. Kentucky has opened up their doors as well, though, and have a couple of quarterbacks that they're going to be looking at. I think one tomorrow and one on Monday that Darren Henshaw will go visit. So the Cats going to keep their options open, but it sounds like they're not ready to give up on Jaren Williams quite yet. And it sounds like, at least for now, Jaren Williams not quite yet ready to give up on Kentucky either. With football being the discussion, it is NFL draft day. It is a 3-day event with round one coming tonight starting at 8 p.m. 2 and 3 will be tomorrow starting at 7, and then 4 through 7 start on Saturday at noon. Only two Kentucky guys possibly to be taken in this draft, and it sounds like later rounds are when both of these guys will have a shot, if they have a shot at all, to get drafted. And I don't know, I mean, I know you don't know a lot about mock drafts or projections or anything like that, but what do you think about the hopes of these two guys and John Toth and Boom Williams and being drafted, or even just making it to a roster and trying to succeed in the NFL?
Well, you know, Jackson, one interesting thing I heard, and I'm not sure who this came from, one of the mock drafts actually has Boom Williams moving up and being drafted and John Toth not being drafted, which to me would be an amazing.
That's actually ESPN's Mel Kiper has Boom Williams as the 150th overall, which is a fifth round pick, more or less. And then John Toth up in like the 300th. So he has him as undrafted, which is the opposite of what we've heard. We've heard Toth 4 through 7 and then Boom probably not at all. So kind of weird to see how things have shifted.
Yeah, I guess, again, it's one of those that a team has decided that they, you know, that they like what they see in Boom or different things like that. You know, I think as long as you can make a roster, you know, that's the key. Even just get on a practice squad or whatever. I would really be surprised if Toth doesn't make a roster just because of the fact he is so talented. I heard them say today, you know, Toth is not going to be like Dermonti Dawson. He can't get out and lead blocks, but he can block for the quarterback. So there may be a team that needs that type of center. You know, Boom is the guy that really surprises me. I was really disappointed. I was disappointed in his decision because I thought he was making a terrible decision to go back to or go to the NFL. But it looks like, you know, that he is one that the NFL is going to take a look at. You know, the thing that worries me about Boom is his injury. He's injury prone and he's not that big. But, you know, if speed kills, he's got the speed. He does. He's shown what he can do at UK against Southeastern Conference competition. So, you know, I'm excited to see what happens with them. Am I going to sit down and watch the draft? Not unless it's on at a restaurant or something like that. But, you know, and I don't know. I'm not an NFL guy enough to know, is it better to be drafted in the 7th round or is it better to be a free agent? I don't know the answer to that question.
Well, there's a couple of things. First, I want to start with Boom. I'm very much like you. I don't believe that you can just forget the fact that the kid had 1,000 yards rushing in the SEC, which is year in and year out one of, if not the best, football conference, just depending on the year. So I don't think you can overlook that. I do think his size is something that hurts him a lot. And, you know, his injury proneness is definitely something to be a little wary of when teams are thinking about drafting him. But I do think he could be a steal very late on. It's just the problem that there are so many running backs each and every season, and each team only carries about 2 or 3. So, you know, you have a small window to possibly make a squad, and we'll just have to see what Boom can do. I think Toth should be fine, should get drafted. And then to your question of is it better to be drafted late or go undrafted, I think to go undrafted would almost be better because then you could choose the situation and maybe a team that best suits your needs or a team that just really liked you and didn't decide to spend a draft pick on you.
Yeah, and for those of people that are trying to argue about the SEC with their domination, Saturday Down South had a tweet out today that says since 2012, 30% of the total first-round picks have been SEC players. And it says, for those curious, the SEC has had 47 picks in 159 total selections. So that goes back to your point. If Boom can get 1,000 yards in a league like that, where we have that many great players that are drafted in the first round, even though he's not one of those, I think that speaks volumes as to the talent level that they're going to get. And so, you know, it's one of those things. I'm going to be interested in seeing what he's going to play when he gets to the NFL. I mean, I know he'll have to be on special teams. Can he withstand punt return, kick return? What's he going to do? But I know a kid like that, you'll do whatever you have to do.
Well, something else I'll be watching for along with these UK players and where they might be drafted is what my Cincinnati Bengals do. They hold the 9th overall pick and then have 10 other picks throughout the rounds for this NFL draft, a team that has always drafted pretty strongly in the past, and so I'm very interested to see tonight who they take at number 9 overall. A lot of mock drafts have gone with them going with a defensive player, but I think if a guy like Christian McCaffrey were to fall to them, even a tight end, O.J. Howard from Alabama, if he was still on the board, I could see the Bengals going with some offense, but we'll just have to see where, you know, what is taken in front of them before they figure out what they want to do. Greg Horn's Cowboys, on the other hand, will draft 28th tonight, and so I know he'll be watching as well. Before we go to break, I did want to discuss one more thing about the ESPN firings. They decided to let go of Andy Katz, the big-time college basketball reporter who said he had been there for 17 years officially and pretty much 18 because I guess he wasn't in Bristol at the time. He was doing work for them in Seattle. seems like with him being gone, C.L. Brown, Dana O'Neill, and Iman Brennan, that ESPN is really undercutting their college basketball coverage. And you have to make, I mean, you have to wonder why in the world that would be the spot that they decide to make severe cuts at.
Yeah, I don't understand their thinking. You know, right now NCAA basketball is, to me, it's a great thing to have on your network, and they certainly play it all the time on their network. So I can't understand this. This just gives you the impression that it's not an important thing to them, that that they are just going to go with. I heard someone earlier say today that maybe what they're thinking is, hey, we don't have to have all these guys out in the field anymore because all these teams have their own field reporters that maybe we can get the information from. But that works fine for some of these guys. But, you know, Andy Katz is just, I mean, he's been all over their coverage, all over everything. Like we talked about yesterday, Jackson, seems like to me they're getting rid of the true reporters and keeping the screamers, which I'm not happy about.
Yeah, I think I have to agree and definitely have some question marks now for the future of ESPN, especially I think their website, because that's where they've taken the most hits with this fire, with these firings. When we get back, we're going to continue to discuss some sports information going on out there. We've got UK's new punter in town. A former four-star shooting guard has committed elsewhere. The baseball team, softball teams both won. All that and more when we return. Action Jackson Reams, my dad Rick Reams on 1250 Sports Talk.
Congratulations to McGee's Bakery, celebrating their 60th anniversary. Family-owned since 1956, everyone knows that McGee's Bakery is a great place to start your day. However, did you know that McGee's also serves lunch? You can enjoy great sandwiches and homemade soups. Also, for the heartier appetite, enjoy one of McGee's delicious burgers. Schedule your next lunch meeting at McGee's, located on the corner of South Ashland and Main Street. Make sure to tell them you heard about them on 1250 Sports Talk.
BurgerFi, natural and proud of it. Our beef, it's beef. No hormones, no antibiotics, just 100% certified Angus. You know, the way nature intended. We really get cooking with other chef-driven favorites, made from scratch daily, like our crispy fries and double-battered onion rings, hand-cut and served with house-made sauces, fresh farm veggies and gourmet toppings, all with local craft beer and wine. But we don't stop at honest food. We're proud to commit to eco-friendly practices that improve every neighborhood we call home.
BurgerFi, 141 Rojay Drive, right next to Moe's and the Fayette Mall movie theaters.
Flowers are the perfect present for any special occasion. Birthdays, anniversaries, celebrations of life. Creations by Karen wants to help you find the most beautiful bouquets and flower arrangements. Pick up your own at Creations by Karen's convenient location in Zandale Shopping Center off of Nicholasville Road. You could also call 859-277-6166 or check them out online at creationsbykaren.net. Make sure next time you let Creations by Karen help you pick out the perfect present to make a lasting memory.
Hi, I'm Greg Horn with Sports Talk. Are you a basketball junkie like I am and looking for a great place to watch college basketball? Look no further. Shamrock's Bar and Grill is the place to be to enjoy great food, and they've got lots of TVs to help you watch your favorite college basketball and NBA team. Locally owned, Shamrock's Bar and Grill has two locations, on Patchen Drive and in the Heartland Shopping Center. Hope to see you soon at Shamrock's Bar and Grill.
Now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome back into 1250 Sports Talk, our third segment of the day. I want to thank Shamrock's Bar and Grill yet again for being our sponsor. Two great locations, one over on Patchen Drive off Richmond Road, the other in the Heartland Shopping Center. Yeah, my dad, my dad's name is Rick Reams. I'm Action Jackson Reams doing the show here for you. I had told you I had some soccer news I want to discuss, but before we get to that, I do want to send out my condolences and thoughts and prayers to my alma mater over at Dunbar. They had a tragedy strike with their basketball team last night when at an open practice, a player passed away. Didn't hear exactly what ended up happening or exactly, I believe it was just a health issue, obviously. So he went on. He went on to the hospital. Ended up passing away about 6 o'clock yesterday. Thoughts and prayers with Scott Chalk and the entire basketball program over there, and really just anyone who knew this kid. I'm going to try to say his name. It's Star Ifiacho, I believe, is how you pronounce it. But he has had his friends and family have set up a GoFundMe to help pay for his funeral and burial costs. And it sounds like they've already raised over $15,000 to help with those payments, and just a really unfortunate situation for everyone involved.
Yeah, a 15-year-old kid who, literally has his life in front of him. Apparently was playing. They were playing two-on-two. They were having an open gym, and he was had done playing and was actually with the trainer in the locker room when he collapsed. And, they tried everything they can. But, yeah, Jackson, just a tragic event, one that makes us all realize that we're not promised tomorrow, that we need to live for today. And, I hate it for his family and for the friends there at Dunbar. But I think what a great thing that in less than 24 hours, over $15,000 has already been raised for funeral and burial expenses. Because, a kid 15 years old, you just don't think of having to have that kind of money to do that. So it's a good thing. GoFundMe is, you can trust that. So if you want to donate to that, I'm sure you can check that out and find a way to do that. But, yeah, like you said, Jackson, prayers with his family.
Well, after that note, and of course that kind of being a sour note almost, we'll have to move on to get back into the sports world. It was the day of the Manchester Derby, which in England, a derby is also spelled the same way as derby, and it is a crosstown rivalry. So Manchester United, my favorite team, playing Manchester City, and the arch rivals. The only game I can think of where I would cheer for a red team over a blue team, of course, Kentucky and Louisville being where most of my red and blue rivalry comes from. Tie 0-0 today. It was a game where Manchester United was without a couple of star players, and I was very okay with the result. Only 5 games left in the Premier League season, so things really coming down to the wire. And I would throw it to you, but I don't know what you would say about any of this.
Well, I think it's I've learned something. I did not know that's what their derby meant. I'm trying to figure out why it's called the Kentucky Derby.
Because we're Americans, and they say we steal their words, I guess.
But it's not crosstown. But, I do wish that Anthony Combs could be here, because I know that he watched the game, and I'm sure he had some comments. But, am I wrong? Is Man City, are they actually like light blue?
Yeah, they're more of like a North Carolina
blue.
Okay,
that's what I was going to say. So,
yeah, I don't have to feel too terrible.
No. From what I knew about them, but yeah, but as you said, I think I know nothing about the teams, but for Manchester U to have 2 strong players out, that's one thing my dad always said. He said, why do you want to play an entire soccer match and end up 0-0? Makes no sense.
It was very clearly what Manchester United was playing for. They packed everyone behind the ball and kind of said, we dare you to score on us. When we get our opportunities, we'll take them, but we're not going to attack. A lot of people hate when other teams play that way. I do too, but when it was my team, they were short a couple of people. I was okay with that result. We'll move on to more local news. Some football notes here. First being that Kentucky is the first D1 school to offer the great-grandson of Paul Bear Bryant, this kid named Paul Tyson out of Trussville, Alabama, is a class of 2019 quarterback sitting 6'4", 210 pounds. Very early on in his recruitment, obviously, if Kentucky's the first to offer him. But it isn't crazy to think, and this already has crystal ball predictions for him on 247, everything to Alabama. But it's not crazy to think that the kid could be interested if he has a scholarship offer, and maybe Alabama didn't give him a scholarship offer, that he would go to Kentucky, where Bear Bryant was a coach before he went on to do a lot at A&M and then finally Alabama.
Yeah, so I was going to say, we along with A&M, have something that other schools don't have, and that is a lineage back to Paul Bear Bryant also. So, I think we would accept his commitment, but I think we might lose another one to Alabama, even if he commits early. But I know nothing about this kid, but I thought, what a great thing about this, that Paul Bear Bryant's what is it, great-grandson is out there. Probably good that Paul Bear Bryant's son and grandson, they may have played football. I know nothing about it, but that would be a tough legacy. But, hey, it's fun to talk about that we might have his great-grandson.
Well, you said you don't know anything about him. I'd venture to say no one really knows anything about him except for the people in Trussville, Alabama, where he plays football.
I think his other great-grandson is like four, and he's playing in a peewee league. I think we're looking at him, too.
Oh, okay. All right. Good to know. UK's new punter, Matthew Panton, is on campus, and that's via Justin Rowland. The one thing, though, that Justin Rowland said that you might not be as excited to hear is that Panton is not the kind of guy who is all focused on flipping the field. He is more of a pin them within the 10-yard line kind of guy. So he may be an improvement over Grant McInnes, but he still may not be the punter of Punter University that we remember of the past, like Ryan Tidlaschka and what was the redhead who played for the Green Bay Packers, whose name has Tim Maste.
Tim Maste.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, Jackson, at this point, I'm just excited to have something maybe different. You know, if you remember the way he's going to punt, he's going to run to the side and punt it, which we've had that. We tried that a couple times. I think one time we might kick it almost backwards. It's a gift to be able to do that. But, you know, and I hate to be like this because, you know, McInnes was supposed to be a world beater. I mean, he was supposed to be able to punt the ball 80 yards. And, you know, and so it just – you just don't know. The thing I'm excited about is possibly with this kid coming in, maybe McInnes is going to find himself somehow, and we can have one guy that can boom it and another guy that can put him within the 20-yard line. That would be a great problem to have. But at this point, I'm just willing to try anything different.
Absolutely. I mean, Grant McInnes was rough to watch in that spring game, needless to say. So the Cats looking for a little bit of a different option there. Former UK Target four-star shooting guard Mark Smith decided to stay home and committed to Illinois yesterday. I'm not sure it's a huge loss for Kentucky. If Hamidou Diallo were to stay in the draft and Cam Johnson were to choose elsewhere, then I think you would worry about it. But at this point, I think Cam Johnson is the more important target. He's on campus right now. And then getting Hamidou Diallo back could be huge for the Cats as well. They're going to be a really young team next year and have a lot of work to do. And then finally, both the UK and softball baseball and softball teams were in action yesterday. Both got wins in convincing fashion. We'll start with the softball team. They defeated Tennessee Martin 8-2. Is their sixth win in a row. And senior Megan Prince, career-high 14 strikeouts in the return game to her hometown in Martin, Tennessee. I even saw a huge group of people were waiting outside the Kentucky dugout to talk to her after the game. So it looked like a really cool experience for her.
Had to be a special day for her. And, you know, Jackson, that's one thing we've talked about with this team. We have not had a so-called dominating pitcher. And it looks like now, at least in this game, I know nothing about UT Martin, but it looks like now she's starting to find herself possibly. So I think that's a great thing. And, you know, like I say, it's got to be special to go home, get 14 strikeouts, have the hometown people there for you. I think it's great that that UK softball did this, that they went down to Tennessee Martin, because I'm not sure on a regular season if they would have done that. But for her, they went down there. She had a great outing. The team had a great win. I'm sure everyone enjoyed themselves down there. So, hey, let's see what happens with Texas A&M coming in this weekend.
And then the UK baseball team, a game that we watched together a little bit last night, defeated Xavier 6-0. Using a 5-run seventh inning to get that win. They improved to 20-3 at home. Freshman starting pitcher Zach Thompson, 6 innings, 1 hit, no runs, and junior Evan White on his birthday goes 2-for-4 with 3 RBIs. That's going to do it for me today for the show. We're going to take our final break, and then when we return, it's going to be just you by yourself. Big shoes to fill for you, Pops. So Rick Reams, by himself, when we return here on 1250 Sports Talk, he'll share some thoughts. It's his last day on the show, so he's got to share some thoughts on his parting from 1250 Sports Talk.
Do you dread going to the dentist? I did until I found Beaumont Family Dentistry.
With three convenient locations in Hamburg, Leestown Road, and the Beaumont area, they can take care of all your dental needs at Beaumont Family Dentistry. This month, if you schedule your new patient cleaning appointment, you will receive a free take-home whitening kit at your initial visit. So call Beaumont Family Dentistry today at 223-2120 or check them out online at BeaumontFamilyDentistry.com.
Hi, I'm Chris Lee with the Kessinger Lee Financial Group. When you're looking to build a financial legacy after years of hard work, you need a financial partner that will do more than just buy and sell stocks and bonds. At the Kessinger Lee Financial Group of Hilliard Lyons, we build comprehensive wealth management plans for our clients. Whether you need to save for your child's education or build and preserve wealth for retirement, we help our clients with all aspects of their financial lives. Visit us today online at KessingerLeeGroup.com or call us at 859-219-4260 to talk with our team of experienced consultants. Let us help you move forward with financial confidence at the Kessinger Lee Group.
Securities offered by J.J.B. Hilliard, W.L. Lyons, LLC, member NYSE, FINRA, and SIPC.
Welcome back to Sports Talk. And now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
We do want to thank San Marcos Bar and Grill, our sponsor today. They've been with us basically the whole time, and we're excited to have them. Just excited that they have been with us, as this will be my last show that I'll be on the radio tomorrow. You can tune in and hear. Hopefully, Greg will be back. Greg and Jackson will be here for the last show of 1250 Sports Talk. It's been a good run for them. I want to go through some NBA news before I kind of go off onto my own private little tangent. First of all, the Wizards hold on to a 103-99 victory to beat the Hawks and take a 3-2 lead. John Wall had 20 points, 6 rebounds, and 14 assists. He's had an awesome playoff run so far. That game, the Wizards can win that series and take that to the next level. The Celtics take down the Bulls 108-97 in Boston. It's the first home win for either team. Isaiah Thomas had 24 points, 5 rebounds, and 4 assists. Isaiah Cannon is averaging 35 minutes and 13 points with Rajon Rondo out. Rajon tried to play last night, or was hoping to play last night. They had the cast off, but he just couldn't go. Not sure about the rest of the series, but that series will go on back to Chicago to see if they can even that up. For those of you that know me, I know nothing about hockey, but I do know that the Nashville Predators won at the St. Louis Blues 4-3, and they stay undefeated in the playoffs. I know that everyone around here are big Nashville fans. Jackson calls the St. Louis Blues my team because I lived in St. Louis when I was a kid, kindergarten and first grade and a little bit before then. So not a huge hockey fan, but what Nashville is doing is very, very impressive. Just a great run by them. You know, I wanted to be able to talk a little bit about the show and what it's meant to me and to my family. I remember when Greg Horn first came to me and told me that he had this show going on, and he didn't know Jackson at all, and he knew Jackson was graduating with a broadcasting major, and just asked me if I thought Jackson would be interested in this, and I thought he would, but I had no idea. So I just told Jackson about Greg and what was going on, and they talked and got together, and they've had a great run. You know, it's great to watch your son do what he loves to do and to see what he's good at, because radio is something that I've always enjoyed listening to. I had no idea how it was done. I didn't know how the behind the scenes worked. So for Jackson to be able to come in and be a producer and be on this show pretty much every day, except for missing here and there for vacations and different things. But it's taught him a lot, and he's learned a lot, and he's also gotten much, much better at this. He's very comfortable at what he's done. So I'm proud of him for that. I want to thank Greg Horn for the opportunity not only he gave Jackson, but that he and Jackson both gave me. They let a guy who loves to talk about sports come on their show, a guy who has, like I said before, absolutely no history in sports radio, had never done anything, was too nervous to call into a sports radio show. But I've enjoyed my time here. You know, some of the fun times we've had, I've really enjoyed the times where I can sit down and we can laugh about things. We can talk about some serious things and have fun with other things. You know, there's also some times where we've had some personal friends of mine to be able to come on. I got a really nice note from Hollis Barton, who, if you remember, came on and talked about Georgia Tech before the bowl game. His son plays for Georgia Tech, and he said that was one of the highlights of his life to be on the radio show with us. I told him I'm glad he felt that way. I didn't know that, but he was really, really excited about that. Some other personal family friends, Jack Gibbons has been on the show before, Winston Bennett, different people that we've been able to get on. I want to thank all the special guests that we've had that have given of their time. Come on, Justin Rowland, who comes on came on weekly. Christy Thomas, who was on earlier today. We've had a lot of great people come on. Greg and Jackson have done a great job of getting the people to come out and to be on the radio. It's always fun to hear a little different perspective of what's going on. So it's been a lot of fun. I can personally say that I have enjoyed this. This is something that Jackson and Jennings, my other son, and I do at home all the time. We sit around and we talk about sports. And, you know, who would have ever thought that the three of us, because Jennings has been on here before, the three of us could all get together and we could sit and talk on a radio for, you know, an hour every now and then just about what our thoughts are about sports. I have more people that tell me they've heard us, they've enjoyed it and everything. I also know we have a lot of podcast listeners, which blows my mind. They're from all over the country. So I want to thank you all for tuning in and listening to Jackson and Greg, and for putting up with this old guy who doesn't know how radio works, but who enjoys talking about sports. You know, for whatever Jackson and Greg do, I know that they are going to be productive, and they're going to be valuable assets to wherever they go. So, you know, my thoughts and prayers are with them as they go out on new ventures. I know God has great things in store for them. For you, the listeners, I want to thank you for giving us your time. I know time is valuable, and I want to say that I thank you all the time. Every time we're on the radio, I just think about the people that are listening, and, you know, take the time to do that. So I would ask that I hope things go well for you. I'll be praying for you also, because I know that that your time, as I said, is valuable, and for you spending time with us, that means a lot. And you know, I'm going to miss from 5 to 6 having something to do every day. I never miss this show. We enjoyed it, Stephanie and I, when we were on vacation. We would listen to the podcast. We never missed it. We always enjoyed it. We always had a laugh, always had fun with people. So you know, I just want to tell you that it's been a blessing for me and for my family. I really enjoy what they did, and I just ask that you would be in thoughts and prayers for Greg and Jackson as their next step goes on from here. But we want to thank you for listening to 1250 Sports Talk. Again, thank you to Shamrock's Bar and Grill for supporting us all these times. This is tomorrow. Greg and Jackson, finish up.